Good morning and welcome to CrossLink Radio. This is Shirley Gutkowski, your host of the show that talks about health from the eye teeth on down. I know that sounds corny, but that's just what it is. We talk about health on a bunch of different levels here on CrossLink Radio. And today we're going to be talking about business a little bit today, about the business of dental hygienists and business of dental hygiene and finding work and getting work, and different ways to achieve that. This kind of goes under the heading of stress reducing. So I've got a very special guest here with me today to talk about subbing as a dental hygienist or finding work using a different kind of a method that we're not necessarily used to. What's happening out in the world is that dental hygiene positions are few and far between. And hygienists are often underemployed in that they have a job that's maybe 2 days and they're looking for 5 days, or they maybe want to work a Saturday or something like that. And it's really hard because each job opening receives almost 50 or so different applications. So it's been kind of tricky out there. And there's some companies that have been developed that take advantage of the situation, which is what we do in America, right? And we have an answer for those kind of hygienists today. I am talking today with Sandy Rago, who is originally from Milwaukee and got her dental assisting certification from Milwaukee Area Technical College. Then she went to Michigan, where she completed her her Associate of Applied Science degree in dental hygiene from Kellogg Community College. Then she moved to Saginaw, Michigan, and worked as a clinical dental hygienist in general and periodontal dental offices. And then she also taught as adjunct faculty member at the dental hygiene program for 10 years in that area. She then went and got her bachelor's degree in management and organizational development from Spring Arbor University and took a position outside of clinical dental hygiene in marketing. Then she did a small stint, an 8-year small stint in Georgia before moving back to Michigan, where she lives today and works for a company called Dentuit. Now, Dentuit has been around for a couple of years, and it is now upgrading itself and updoing itself to a company that serves dental hygienists and dental offices and matching the two together. They allow immediate direct contact online through the registered dental job seeker, and member dental offices looking for staff can find somebody in their area very quickly for either a long or short-term kind of a position. They also like to take advantage of discounted dental products and services to interact, and they interact on dental forums on the internet. So they're kind of all over the place. And instead of me trying to explain it all to you, I am going to open the microphone and invite Sandy to talk with us today about Dentuit. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Shirley. How are you today?
I'm awesome. I hope I didn't butcher your name too badly. I didn't even go over that with you before we started.
That was perfect.
Oh, great. So tell me more about Dentuit, and is it in an effort to answer those problems that I illustrated at the beginning here?
Yeah, exactly. As a hygienist and as a person who moved recently and looking for work, I personally experienced trying to find a job in a new area and did go through a staffing agency to do so, as did the CEO, Nadia Polkova, who developed this program. She has had the same experience in Canada as a dental hygienist. So we've both personally been in the loop of trying to find a new job in a new area at a time where, as you explained, it's quite difficult to find work,
mm-hmm.
but work is out there. And putting those two together has been what she found a unique way to develop a platform to do so. So that's what helped to create Dentuit, and it was born in the world of the internet, kind of based on the type of ideas of Match.com. You can find somebody that way. Uber, you can find a car that way. Alibaba, you can find inventory that way. Why not dental jobs being found the same way without having to go through a staffing agency, both for the benefit of the employee and the employer? And she's opened the platform up to all dental professionals, including dentists, assistants, front desk staff, and then hygienists, of course, because the need to fill a hygiene position, both part-time, full-time, but then that temp sub day when a hygienist has an immediate emergency or has a something come up that she won't be in the office, rather than having to inconvenience patients, trying to fill that spot instantly has been one of the areas that has been explored in a lot of different ways, and we found a way to make that be easy.
That sounds pretty awesome. So a hygienist, maybe they wake up in the morning and they're like, you know, maybe I do want to work today. They could go and log on to Dentuit and find somewhere to work as a sub hygienist.
Yes, there's a calendar that they, and once they've registered as a job seeker, just as a free registration that they can sign up to do, the hygienist, as you said, perfect example, can get up and put themselves onto the calendar as being available. And if the same day a dental office finds out that at 6 o'clock in the morning there's not going to be a hygienist in their practice, they, as a member employer, can get online and they can look for somebody in their area, and that calendar will pop up and show them, the hygienist in our area that we really have used before and really like is available today. We could actually communicate with her instantly, and we can send her an instant text and bring her on board without having to go through a lot of hoops to get to that point.
Wow, that's really awesome. That's a really cool feature. And this is, I noticed that it's the press release that you sent me says Ontario and somewhere in California on the byline. So is this like an international company then?
Yes, and I have worked very hard with the developers out in Silicon Valley to just help develop this type of technology, because it's kind of on the future level in that it's developed a way to do customer interface, which is kind of our forward thinking, and that customer interface is that instant, immediate ability to tap into a person without actually having a staffing agency involved. And so because of this technology that she's been able to glean from, not only is that calendar also helpful for somebody that wants to work today, but they could put out their availability for the next month, and offices that can also then look at that same calendar and secure people out many, many weeks or months that they know are available and mm-hmm. want to work.
And then do they set their own fees? How does that work?
The fee is actually interacted between the office and the actual employee, the job seeker.
Okay.
So that's something that is handled strictly through that office. And one of the things that we found is due to the liability that can occur, even on a workman's comp side of that, that actually puts the dental employer, the dental office looking for somebody, in a more protected position, because when you're dealing with a staffing agency, if they're not carrying that liability in some way, that opens up a risk for that dentist by that potential employee for a bigger risk. And so if he's bringing her on as an employee into his office for those short-term positions, the subbing type or temp positions, that has a liability that's covered under his workman's comp claims.
Okay. So I can you re-explain that? Because I think I missed a part. So who's exposed and who is, and how is that covered? Does Dentuit carry their own insurance then to cover that kind of thing? How does that go? You open the door.
That's no problem. We do not, because we're not the staffing agency, but an actual staffing agency does. And we're finding that when a staffing agency is paying an employee, that does have an implied responsibility. But when a dentist's office is directly paying that employee, that puts the dental office as the responsible party, which is where it really needs to lie.
Right. I see what you mean now.
Yeah, they do carry workman's compensation for their employees, and it becomes a gray area that could be a big problem that is now no longer a problem.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. So really, this is all automated online, and the Dentuit is kind of just offering this massive, your website is really comprehensive, place for employers and employees to get together, kind of like you said, like a matching service.
Customer interface is the term that's being used for that actual occurrence. And so just to review the sub-temp world, that's something we call work assignment, and that's an instant opportunity between both a hygienist or an assistant or an office manager or an insurance claims person. You know, if they have a specialist in any of the front desk world, they also can be brought in if you suddenly are short an assistant or a front desk person or somebody is going to be on vacation. That work assignment feature allows an instant text to be sent to either one person or several people that the office is interested in, and then the response can then be selected based on what comes back. So I could have a text come to me that says, could you work this morning at 9 o'clock at Dr. Smith's office? And if I respond yes, and several others do, then that gives Dr. Smith a chance to take a look at, or his responsible party for this,
right,
and say, oh, we've had Susie before, we really like her, let's bring her back, and click, and that's now, that connection has occurred. And we also have the part-time, full-time job listings available, but they're not covered under that instant work assignment because it's not necessary.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So who pays then? Which party pays for the membership to the website? Do the job seekers have a monthly amount that they pay the website and the employers? How does that part
the
work?
Employers are the party that has had to take on the responsibility for the paying, and it's paid basically per job posted per month. So if they have a large demand for employees, which some of the large groups that we're involved in hire up to 3,000 full and part-time workers a year.
Wow.
Then that goes under a per month, or if they have, if it's a small need, then it's, of course, a smaller fee. And we're seeking both more groups and then more dental offices that would like to come on board and have this service available to them.
I notice on your website, and where maybe we should have done this on June 1st, because you have a half-off sale happening right now for subscription. So today's the 22nd already. So that sounds pretty reasonable, too. I mean, even the original fee.
Yeah, right now it's not, it's very affordable.
Right.
When you look at the world of dental staffing, because when you hire through a staffing agency, you have a different level of fees incurred. And because we've reduced that middleman, actually eliminated the middleman, we've created a more efficient and more cost-effective way in which to do a job that has been done in the past. We just feel in a little bit more simplified manner.
Awesome. So I noticed, too, that you have a section on there to review the dentists. Oh, my
right.
God. That is a huge plus. Oh, I can't. I can tell you horror stories, but I won't bore you, because I'm sure you've heard them too. Oh man, some of these.
Not only have I heard them, I've also experienced them. Mm-hmm. And I had a passion for this, in that it definitely kind of opens us up a little bit in one way, but in another way, it offers an opportunity for those great environments, those great dentists to rise to the top.
Uh-huh.
And it also opens up an opportunity for others to see why some are at the top. And this is going to be an open area on the website that members and public will be able to glean
Ooh.
From. And I have a passion in that. I feel that this is going to be a way for us, us as a profession, to maybe just increase not only the value but the quality of care that our patients are going to receive.
So if a hygienist subs at an office and they don't use an autoclave and they have only cold sterile, and the cold sterile is changed every 35 days, then they can post that, and then patients can even see that this dental office is not providing good infection control. Is that?
You're right.
No further comment necessary.
There's no other vehicle in which
no.
As a profession, can get that information out in a manner that can police itself. And I think this is going to offer us a chance to be able to do that. And not only will that open up possibility for the general public to want to take a look at Dentuit just to see that, but it's going to offer us another way in which to bring good knowledge to the general public through our front page newsletter form.
Mm-hmm. That's really awesome. And on the other side too, it's not as motivating when you have the perfect day at a dental practice, but a hygienist could easily also mention that all the instruments were sharp, that the dentist didn't miss a single thing, that they use all the advanced techniques and technology. That kind of thing is also going to be able to be listed there.
Right. As I say, the cream of the crop should rise to the top.
Right. So I noticed, too, that you have large dental groups as part of your online community. That's really huge, right? I mean, they're looking for people all the time.
Right. And a lot of it is just due to the transient society that we live in, where they're suffering from a lot of changes occurring in people's day-to-day living, and as a result, their needs are constantly coming forward. As I said, one group we have, they actually hire 3,000 employees a year, and that's the full-time, part-time employee, in addition to the need for the temp. And we have 1,500 offices right now that we're representing, and that number is growing. So we have hiring managers from all of those offices needing staff, and our desire now is to get job seekers that are looking for work. And I'm on several of the dental hygiene Facebook pages, and I see this outcry constantly. Where can I find more work?
Right,
I'm in an office, I'm not happy. Where can I find something else? We can provide that, and the more job seekers we have, the more opportunities we can try to develop for them,
mm-hmm.
so that they can have, even to pick up that extra day a week if they need it, or that sub, or if you want to build an account for Christmas spending or a vacation,
right.
That opportunity is out there, and it's just been missing. There hasn't been an overall, North America connection, and that's what Dentuit is going to provide us, everybody.
Sounds awesome, and does sound very much needed, and it's going to make it easier, especially for these tech-savvy dental hygienists that are maybe out of school for 5 or 6 years now that know how to use the internet. And it seems, though, that your user interface, as you were mentioning, is very friendly, so the hygienists who are displaced after 20 years should have a pretty easy time finding their way around the website and getting work as well.
Absolutely. And the opportunity, too, to get into temp at an office can sometimes hurdle that working interview that's become so popular in our world, and maybe get a chance to maybe wade through, as you said, those 50 or even I've heard up to 150.
Yeah.
Resumes that are showing up, because they're showing up, and when a need arises, they've proven themselves and they may be able to get hired if a position becomes available. They would definitely bring themselves to the forefront in that.
So, boy, yeah. Those working interviews are really problematic. I don't know what you could learn from somebody during a working interview. And it's often unpaid. So if something, it's just dirty. I don't know that there's really a lot of other jobs that operate like that.
No, and you can get into an office and temp for a day when they're in a need position. That's definitely going to shine a different light on a potential hygienist or assistant or front desk person if a need arises in that office. I would think that they may put you in one of their favorite categories, which is an opportunity that we have on the actual dental office and dental employee side, is that you can put in favorites on who you liked, and it instantly shows you, oh, this was somebody that was a good fit in our office. Mm-hmm. Because it is a personality fit, as you know, and sometimes one person might not be as good of a fit as another, but that other person may be a perfect fit for a different situation, because it's like fingerprints. Every dental office is just a little bit different.
It just reminds me, this could go both ways, and I wonder if there's a way to get around it. I was called to sub at an office a while ago on the day after a long weekend. So I brought work to do because people forget to come to that appointment. And sure enough, I got there and I only had half the people on the schedule who were there when everybody left on Friday or whatever. And the first patient that I had, I mispronounced her name and she was furious. And then the next person, I don't even know what happened. So I had two of maybe six appointments that showed up in the morning, and neither one went well. So I was like, what is this happening here? And then I went home after lunch because the whole rest of the day had just, there was one more patient left in the schedule at like 4:30 or some stupid time. And so they got him squeezed in with another hygienist. And so that, can you defend yourself with a bad review or a bad note? Are hygienists reviewed also?
I can't answer that question properly.
Uh-oh.
But I've thought about that, because I don't know that we're going to be like Yelp is,
right,
and that you have a case to stand on. But I really feel that there's going to be an avenue for that. And if there isn't one, we will develop one.
Well, that would be helpful, even from the dentist side. I mean,
no, and I understand, because I sub a lot.
Yeah.
And I understand that on both sides, and two, on the dentist side. So if an employee gives them a review, which can happen, that can even happen in mm-hmm. some of the contact software today that is actually sending out reviews to the patients after they come in for their appointments, that can open them up too. And so we are working on finding a way to actually protect both the professional and the office, but then also make it somewhat of an opportunity for the public to glean from.
Awesome. All right. So before I forget and we run out of time, I want to make sure that people know how to find you, and then let's talk about what you're looking for. Are you looking for more dentists? Are you looking for more job seekers? Are you looking for people looking for full-time or part-time or subbing? Or it's not just for subbing, and that's becoming more and more clear. But the website again is?
It's dentuit.com, and that spells dentuit.com.
And can they reach you, or do they have to talk to anybody, or they just fill themselves out and wait by the text?
As a job seeker, they can fill out a very short information page that will bring all of their experiences together into a quick and simple free registration, and they'll be registered as a job seeker. And then as a dental office that would like to come on board, they can do the same thing, and they'll be sent into a different section mm-hmm. on the website that will bring them to the page that they need to be to learn more about how to become a job seeker, and then they will be handled correctly. And there is no, and again, going back to the reference of some of the other customer interface companies, they don't actually have to talk to somebody there, where this is all being handled through the world of the internet.
Mm, great. All right, so that's easy enough. And then who are you looking for, especially right now? Are you short or long on a certain category?
Job seekers is something that we really do need, because we have the demands of these hiring managers who are looking to hire. You hear so much in the media right now about there's a lot of jobs out there, but they're minimum wage jobs. These aren't.
Mm-hmm.
These are, you know, definitely higher caliber jobs, some with benefits, some without, some as a part-time, full-time, or a sub position. But we have that, and we need people. So we need people to come on board as job seekers, not only in the United States, but Canada also. So we cover all of North America. And we then also do want, because we're going to have this huge, funnel of job seekers, we would love to have more dental offices on board.
I noticed, too, that you have a community section on here. I haven't really looked at it too far. What's that about?
The community section is our vendors, and then not only our vendors, but our vendors who also want to have forums or bring articles to the attention of the dental community. So we're looking for vendors that would like to come on board and be part of Dentuit and help support us and help bring attention to their products, whether it's a tried and true or something brand new that they feel that a dental office can really benefit from, or a dental professional can benefit from. And then, as I said, we have a forum section. So if they would like to be able to personally interact with our community, that's an opportunity for them to do so and actually communicate with them in a way that they may not have a chance to otherwise.
Awesome. So this website really is almost as entertaining and as exciting as Facebook.
That's our goal. Facebook for the dentist, for the dental world. How's that?
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Well, thank you. Go ahead.
With a benefit, and that being not only knowledge, but work.
What work, yeah, and everybody unfortunately needs work. Well, thank you so much, Sandy. This was really fun, and I'm going to encourage everybody to take a look over here at the Dentuit, Dentuit.com website, where people can find more information about getting a job and keeping a job, and I think that that's really awesome all the way around. Thanks, Sandy.
Oh, thank you, Shirley. I appreciate talking to you today.
You're very welcome. So that is Crosslink Radio for today. My name is Shirley Gutkowski signing off. I hope you have a good rest of the week and you have a few minutes to check out the Dentuit.com website. Talk to you soon.
If you enjoy the content and point of view, please leave a favorable review on Stitcher, iTunes, or Blog Talk Radio.